Well, what a cricketer he's been. I'm joined now by Dilip Doshi, the former Indian left-arm spinner. Thanks, Mr. Doshi, very much for being with us. Are you a bit surprised that Ashwin chose to retire in the middle of a series? I think you're on mute. Can you unmute yourself?
Thank you, Vishnu, for inviting me. It's good to be here on this platform. Actually, I was taken aback when I saw the news, and I wasn't sure what's going on, because it's a bit surprising when you are on a very important tour for the Indian team and for a bowler as leading as Ashwin is suddenly deciding to call it a day at the end of the third test. So I must say I was a bit taken aback.
Were you disappointed?
Sort of, because I can see that his career, his illustrious career that it has been, was not going anywhere in the last many weeks. You know, a defeat at home on turning pitches against New Zealand, which really spoke volumes of our inability to bowl on these pitches. And then the first two tests and the third test now in Australia, and it has not gone on our way. And Ashwin, despite his magical record, hasn't been at his best in last many weeks. So maybe what's going on in his mind, or is he fit fully, or does he believe that he had enough of it? I don't know. It would be only guesswork.
Let's talk a little bit about his skill. As a wonderful spinner yourself, you would have looked very carefully at his variations, his skill, his bowling action, which changed over a period of time. He could change it at will almost. His flight, his guile. Could you share your thoughts about all of that, because that's ultimately what made him the bowler that he's been?
Absolutely. Ashwin has been an outstanding bowler, and he's done wonder for India. He's won many games. And I must say, Vishnu, the modern game has changed so much as compared to the classic old game that we got brought up in, and which brought a lot of great players who could compete at any level, any era. So the modern cricket is a lot different. It is oriented more towards limited overs. T20 has changed the face of the game. So I would say that Ashwin has adjusted to all the formats wonderfully. He is his thinking is in the classical mold, but his action is not. And therefore, his ability to bowl different kinds of delivery as an off-spinner is very crucial for him. Now, I would say that his record outside India is not as good as I would have liked to be, because he had the ability, no doubt, and his record in India is almost impeccable. And the reason I'll just say that the wickets outside require different kind of mindset and skill, which in my belief he has, but whether he's been, he's decided to stay on the path that he was, I don't know.
You know, and people don't talk enough about the fact that he scored six test centuries. So he was a very, very decent batsman as well. I think that addition to was huge for Indian cricket.
Absolutely. I think Anil Kumble was also a decent bat, I remember. And he scored a 90 in a test match, I remember. But Ashwin has come as a spinner, and he's shown his capacity to bat more often than once when India really wanted the runs. So I must say that he is taken as a genuine all-rounder in the, you know, ladder of Indian cricket greats is absolutely up there. I'm a great admirer of Ashwin, and I do believe that he's leaving the team at this stage is going to definitely raise some question as who is the right person to take the place.
The fact that with Ashwin gone, there aren't too many finger spinners left in the game at this level. There's Nathan Lyon, but not too many others who are world-class finger spinners. Do you believe that finger spinning is a dying art, given the changes in the game, both in T20 and in one-day cricket, and obviously the impact of the influence it therefore has in test cricket as well?
I think finger spinner is a must for almost all the teams, but finger spinner has to develop the guile, which Ashwin had brought. So merely coming and bowling as a stock bowler, trying to stop the runs, will not help anymore. So finger spinners are not playing a lot of first-class cricket. I haven't seen too many bowlers who would actually make me go to the ground these days, finger spinners, I mean, because the game has changed the direction so much that every kid wants to play the shorter form of the game where he has no chance to practice the skill as a spinner, you know. It requires a little longer format and better understanding of the game. So therefore, I feel to bring back quality cricketers, India has to make sure that our first-class cricketers are really encouraged, and every test player, and I'm saying this, every test player should be eligible to play for India only if he is participating in domestic cricket. Because otherwise, domestic cricketers have no chance to rub shoulders with the greats of the game or the current Indian players. They will never learn. And I also feel that the Indian test cricketers, when they play first-class cricket, they are already ready for the test. They are, many times I feel, uncooked when they come to the test scene because they're coming straight from the nets.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying, Vishnu?
Mr. Doshi, I've got your great friend Farooq Engineer with us as well. Farooq sir, thank you very much for being with us. Ashwin,
hello,
choosing to leave international cricket. Do you believe that this was the time for him to take that decision, or do you believe he should have hung on for some more time?
Well, namaskar, India. Yes, indeed. As you can see, I'm dressed up in English weather, just dashed in, and good to see my friends here, Dilip and you, of course. Well, good thing or bad thing, there's always a time. And I think one knows oneself better than anyone else, which is the right time. And he probably thinks there's people like Washington Sundar on the scene and, you know, other youngsters who have been doing well. But Ashwin has been a great servant for India. I wouldn't just call him that he's been a great off-spinner. I would almost call him an all-rounder because he's put in some magnificent performances with the bat too. And he's been a fighter all along. I've known Ash, you know, for a long time now. And you wouldn't find a better team man than Ashwin. And I'm sure the Team India will miss him big time. He's seen some good years, some good victories for India. And I just wish him all the very best in whatever he decides to do. He'd be ideal for a coaching role or something, or as a mentor to youngsters, other spin bowlers. You know, he's got a wealth of experience and, you know, of both one-day cricket and test cricket. So I think he'd be an ideal, you know, he'd make an ideal cricket manager, I think, in future. Who knows?
Farooq Engineer, you've had the opportunity of keeping to some of India's finest spinners.
Indeed.
And off-spinners, Erappalli Prasanna, Venkat Raghavan. I don't know if you kept to Dilip Doshi as well, but I ask you this question because a wicketkeeper can actually make out the skills of a spinner really well, perhaps the best.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Dilip Doshi was one of the best of his kind, you know. Unfortunately, we didn't sort of play together because when he played county cricket, you know.
Yes.
But I've seen Dilip at close quarters and I had nothing but the highest regard and admiration for him because he was one of the top class spinners. He's had great,
so
you know,
could you tell us a little
like
about
Sobers and all that.
Venkat and Prasanna.
Talking about
and
Prasanna,
Ashwin.
Yes, but Ashwin, and I mean Harbhajan Singh also has been a great off spinner.
Yes, absolutely.
But talking about the variations, I don't think any off spinner has had as many variations as Ashwin. People used to bowl the floater, which is leaving the right-hand batsman. But Ashwin actually bowls a carom ball, which is like almost like a leg spinner, which is a very difficult thing to do. He needs to practice a lot to do that. And it's a very, very useful ball to bowl. And he's got so many wickets. I think there he is, perhaps. Is that? No, that was a regular off-spin there. But he bowls a magnificent carom ball. And I've seen him fox quite a few batsmen with that. And he knows when to bowl a top spin, when to flight, where to flight the ball, bowl in the areas where the batsman, you know, is in doubt whether he can drive or not. So, I mean, he's a very, very intelligent bowler. He's a very intelligent man, you know, and if you're a very intelligent person, you're obviously a very intelligent bowler.
Yeah.
And Ashwin put all his wealth of experience into his bowling, and that's why he's been one of the best, if not the best, Indian off-spinner. Pras was a great off-spinner in my time, of course. You know, Venki and Pras, You know, they were superb at that time. But, you know, times have to change. People have to think of different variations. And that's where Ashwin tops the mark. You know, and his Dusra was absolutely the fantastic, you know, a delivery that foxed quite a few batsmen.
Dilip Doshi...
And he hit six test centuries.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think any other off-spin has done that.
No.
So, I mean, that itself shows that he would almost come in the all-rounder category.
Absolutely, and certainly an all-rounder with six test centuries. Dilip Doshi, you know, Washington Sundar is in the squad right now. He's more of an all-rounder. Do you believe that India will now have to look far and hard for a quality off-spinner? Or do you believe that Sundar, who's a very different kind of bowler, I mean, he's a gutsy chap to the core, but somebody whose game has revolved around T20 cricket and limited overs cricket, can fill into or step into the role of Ashwin? Obviously, there's a long way to go, but is he the guy to take that role?
Well, I've watched Washington Sundar in a couple of test matches now, and he's bowled very decently. So it's a craft which you learn as you go along. And the very fact that he was playing first-class cricket in India in the Ranji Trophy before he was called for a match against New Zealand, and he was already in good nick. That means he had already bowled more than 100 overs in first-class cricket. He has scored some runs. So when he came into the Indian team and against New Zealand in the home series, he immediately brought success. So that is the thing I was saying, that continuity of first-class cricket along with test cricket is very important for our team. And I think India will have to look around for young spinners who actually try to spin the ball, and they should encourage them to flight the ball. They should not play them in the limited overs till they mature. Because if they play them in limited overs, they will not mature because they will be asked to bowl, which is actually unlike a spinner. So I think that is the way forward in my view.
Yeah.
Well, I think Washington Sundar is an absolute straight-away replacement, because I've seen Washington at close quarters at Lancashire. We had him at Lancashire, and he did extremely well. I've seen him bowl, and I think he's an absolute superb bowler, whether it be one-day cricket or test cricket. And I think a good top spinner should be able to adapt himself to either conditions. You know, he knows that they're trying to slog him, so he's got to be clever to bowl in areas where he set a field for them. So, I mean, okay, hit me. You're going to hit it straight to my fielders. You might hit one or two over the top, but the third one, you're certainly going to hit it in his hand. So, I mean, Washington is experienced, and I think he's absolutely right, plumb right, to fit into Ashwin's shoes. And he's coming at the right time. He's a wonderful cricketer. He's a wonderful all-rounder, in fact.
Yeah.
He's a very, very good batsman. And I think he's an ideal replacement for Ashwin. And one of the reasons that may have prompted Ashwin was that he was looking over his shoulders, that Washington Sundar is breathing down the neck. You know, he's a good up-and-coming youngster and all that. A lot of people thought he should have been in the team, in the 11 in Australia. But Ashwin, with all his experience, you had to go with him. But now, I think the time is right for Washington Sundar to take his place, because I think he's an outstanding cricketer and he'll perform very well, both in limited overs cricket and test cricket. He's absolutely ripe and ready for the job.
It's just wonderful to have spoken to both of you, talking about R. Ashwin and his contribution to Indian cricket. Thank you both very much for being with us. We'll all miss Ashwin out there in the middle. Thank you very much.
As always. Indeed. Cheers.
Well, we're out of time on Left, Right and Centre. From all of us here, good night.